You're listening to Comedy Dynamics Daily.
Who owns cats in here? Who owns cats? I can smell you guys. Wow! Siegfried and Roy over there. At least you didn't pick up a chair. Get back, everybody! I smelled you cat people right away. I have cats. I have two now. I never wanted cats. We rescued them. When I say rescue, you probably are thinking like I jumped out of a third-story building while it was on fire with cats in my hand. Didn't happen like that at all. Found them in the front bush. My kids came around the corner. Can we keep them? Can we keep them? You're going to have to talk to your mom. I'm saying no. Dad, you know I raised that fish.
Oh.
You mean by dropping skin flakes on top of water? Well, I had that lizard. She had a lizard. Its name was Mushu. I've raised that lizard. You mean the thing that sits under a rock and waits for crickets just to walk in front of it and eats them? Here's what I love about our cats, though. I've grown to love them, but here's what I don't like, the litter box. Because our cats get in the litter box, I'm telling you what, they're like, hey, do we have enough stuff on the wall? Let's do the Running Man and just shoot that stuff everywhere. They always get on my face in the middle of the night and just start licking my ear. Somebody's like, that's a sign of affection. What's it mean when they turn their butt straight into your face? It's a sign of infection is what I'm thinking. Cats are peculiar. They remind me of like a beautiful lady that walks past you. They just, you know, go like this. And then you go to say hello to them, and they run off. I own dogs. I have two dogs, too. We are like Wild Kingdom at our house. Two dogs. Who owns dogs in the room? Dogs are great, man. Dogs can get away with anything. My dog hasn't brushed his teeth for 12 years. And people come and go, oh, he's a good dog. I'm like, you're definitely good. Here's what I find funny about dogs. The things they do, the things we let them get away with. You never let kids get away with the stuff that dogs get away with. Like you wouldn't let your kid out in the backyard rolling around in their own stuff and come back in and lay on the couch. We think our dog's sick. He eats a bunch and then he throws it up. Thought he was bulimic, but then he eats it again, so we don't know what's going on with the dog. I took him to the vet, and I'm like, hey, this is, you know, and he goes, well, you're not feeding him human food, are you? Not right away. I mean, we tease him for a long time before we give it to him. What's that? You know what dog's nose is 10,000 times more powerful than ours? What in the world do their farts smell like to them? I have a Labradoodle. He's big. He looks like Rob Zombie. Big beard. 70 pounds. And we got a little schnauzer. Tootie. Thanks, honey. I'm standing out in the backyard going, come on, Tootie, where are you at? Don't ever buy a dog in the winter. Found out our dog likes to eat frozen dog poop. Very same day I learned that pulling it out of his mouth makes me vomit violently. I'm standing there going, what do you got there, little buddy? That's a turd. What are you doing? He's in the backyard in his Cosby sweater. Why in the world would you take my jello poopy Paw Patrol out in the yard?
If you like what you hear, please subscribe to the Comedy Dynamics YouTube channel and follow us on social media for daily stand-up comedy clips and more. Comedy Dynamics Daily is produced by Brian Volkweiss, Brian Adams, Rachel East, and Stuart Lindbergh. Comedy Dynamics is a division of the Nacelle Company. Thank you for listening.